Hello and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for late November turkey season 2025. This is Jen.
And David. I mean, actually, this will be coming out the beginning of December, but...
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
The post-Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, it's not my fault that Thanksgiving was absurdly late this month.
Yeah, sure. It came late. Well, I guess it was kind of late.
Yeah, it's like the 20-something late. It was the 20-something late. All right. Everybody still in a turkey coma for the entire weekend. I'm hoping that I didn't pick up any school kid crud from visiting relatives. But we have a little bit of news, some talk of Black Friday stuff that pretty much disappeared immediately.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk...
Well, it started on Cyber Monday and stuff.
I think the $15 two-packs, they weren't allowed to put out until Friday. They were real particular about those.
If they existed around here, they disappeared real quick. Because I went to a Walmart today and I didn't see nothing.
But first off, more Transformers adjacent, but RIP to that Tron HasLab.
Oh, that was sad. Like,
it did not break 2,000 backers.
I don't even think it broke a thousand. Well, last I looked, it didn't even break 1,000.
It did. It was.
It did?
It ended at like 1,800 something, I believe.
I think I checked a few days before the end, or maybe it had hit 1,000. It was just really low. It was lower than the Rancor, I think.
Yeah, I believe it was lower than Cookie Monster. I don't know if it was percentage-wise.
Oh, I forgot Cookie Monster. Yeah, Cookie Monster was so bad. But, like, Cookie Monster was just a weird thing to try to even do.
Yeah, that...
Because it was so big.
That was more like, I don't know that there are adult collectors of Sesame Street merch in that same way. I mean, maybe some that, like, a fun thing.
Yeah, I mean, if it had been like, oh, here's a Kermit the Frog, that would have gone well, but...
Yeah.
Cookie Monster, big and very, yes, Sesame Street niche.
Yeah, mostly I just think of, you know, higher-end Sesame Street stuff just being for the more spoiled children.
I mean, if you're going to do something silly, like Oscar the Grouch with the can would make more sense, kind of.
You could do Elmo. People
Elmo,
apparently
Elmo
like Elmo, even though he is after my time.
Yeah, Cookie Monster was just a weird flex that did not flex, because for who?
But yeah, this...
And for Tron is also for who?
An attempt was made. It's for the... Hey, the entire Tron fandom showed up for this.
Exactly.
It turns out it's not very big. Yeah, it's piggybacking on a Jared Leto movie that also bombed.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's the first... Like, Tron has never done that great.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost feel like this one's done the worst, although it probably did decent at the box office because so many theaters. But I think the last... What was the last? Legacy was the middle one?
Yeah. That was the one with the Daft Punk soundtrack, yes.
Yeah, great soundtrack.
All anybody cares about is the Daft Punk soundtrack.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, it was... I mean, it's got a cult following, but it's got a cult following.
Yeah.
So that small handful of people were all on board, but it was not enough to make this happen.
Hmm.
So that joins... I guess Reva's lightsaber and Cookie Monster and
the maybe Rancor. I think there was
RIP.
The lightsaber one was also odd. It was a neat lightsaber, but it's like the people that buy lightsabers, I'm guessing, want the ones from the movies.
Yeah, I think it's good if HasLabs occasionally fail, especially after they kind of fudge the rules for Unicron. Because I feel like if if they don't ever fail, there's no stakes. Which is kind of silly to use storytelling guidelines for crowdfunding projects. But yeah, it kind of feels like if they always fund, the stakes feel low. So this gives you that push to be like, well, you know, it could fail, so you better back it. So, RIP that. We have gotten confirmation that they're actually going to drop some more Earthspark, which is something that was kind of vaguely hinted at for a while.
Well, it was vague, and then it was, oh, it's going to show up in Germany! As of last posting, but I guess we're also going to get it here.
Ick B9 Cybertronian. Yeah, so it looks like that is going to be on Thursday, December 5th. They're going to do a couple new specials. Oh my goodness, my cats. I'm trying to shut my cats out of the office while I record, and they are not having it. All right, I guess the office door is open, and just let chaos reign. So yes, there's one called Hometown Heroes, which seems kind of boring, and then there's one called Legacy of Hope. But most importantly, so we've got designs for Mirage and Hot Rod. And they are both very Nick Roshi, and they are unreasonably hot. You should not be allowed to make robots that attractive. It's not okay. It's not okay. Also, it's my man. It's Leech Maximo.
Oh, yeah.
I like what they're doing with his horns.
Yeah, they're sort of like...
I like that he's got a cape.
Things. Yeah. The cape is good.
It's always nice. It's always nice when they have capes. That's oh, hi,
yeah,
Windsor.
Robots in clothes is always interesting and weird.
Yes, I like when they wear a trench coat. That's really just Nightbeat who does that. But yeah, it looks. I am very interested to see how it goes. I'm interested to see if they actually like have the good writing back. This time? Question mark. Since, you know, the last couple seasons, which is really effectively one season that they split up, but the last couple seasons were kind of mid on the writing front. So curious to see if these being specials means that they're going to be, you know, a little more work put into the writing side of things. I'm very excited to see what's going on with Leech Maximo. Does not get enough attention. I mean, he's a guy who showed up in the last page of a comic, you know.
A one-panel guy.
30 years ago. A comic that nobody read. But yeah, that is dropping on December 5th. So... get your Paramount Plus free trials and or your favorite piracy sites ready. Let's see. There's... I only bring this up to make terrible wordplay, but we have additional pictures of the Leader Class Big Convoy, who I feel like I may be compelled to buy just because of the whole Mastodon thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe he needs to be the official mascot of my Mastodon server. But everybody...
Well, if we can get little toy pizzas for him to eat, yes.
Oh,
and maybe an arcade cabinet.
That would be great. That would be great.
They do make arcade cabinets, and finding a pizza would probably be easier from a Ninja Turtle set or something.
Yeah, I'd get one that was, like, from a disc launcher or something.
Shoot, now I gotta get...
But everyone is very concerned about his stature. Because he's a little on the small side. He's more of a medium convoy.
Well, like pictures of him, he's like Voyager-sized, which is fine, I guess.
I mean, the thing is, he's like, he's bulky because he's a mammoth.
Yeah.
So I can see him being like Voyager height and just filling out the bulk with being a mammoth.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is like, oh, he's a lot smaller than Magnetron.
Yes, he is a lot smaller than his...
That's show accurate.
Nemesis. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But yes, I am going to hereby refer to him as Medium Convoy, because that amuses me.
What's better than Mid-Convoy?
Yeah, yeah. That's more of a... like an overall judgment, whereas Medium Convoy is just specifically a size criticism. Yeah. It's not just saying that he is lackluster, it's just saying that he is not necessarily big. Hmm. But, I mean, otherwise, he looks good. He looks fine.
I think the real problem is, like, pictures of him, like, next to Leo Convoy. Leo Convoy is just too big.
Yeah, that toy was maybe bigger than it needed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the original I think of as being a sort of chunky toy as befits the time period it was designed in, but yeah. So also, thanks to TF Nation, Simon Furman and Alex Milne's Lost Energon comic issues have been released. I have not gotten a chance to read these yet, but they are available for download if you go to, like, Simon Furman's Facebook page, or I'm sure TF Nation was posting about it. I know there was links going around on Blue Sky to them.
I don't think I downloaded it.
Because, for those too young to remember, the thing that Dreamwave was best known for was going bankrupt suddenly because Pat Lee was spending all the money on Porsches.
Mm-hmm.
Porsches fire. And explosions to walk slowly away from.
And some other nonsense. And somehow not paying the employees.
As it turns out, being a... popular, I'm not going to say a good comic artist. Being a popular comic artist does not necessarily make you a good businessman.
No.
Just because, like, Jim Lee has managed to do it does not mean that Pat Lee was also going to win at that.
Honestly, Jim Lee might be the few exceptions.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely...
good at other things like managing.
Good at actually being a businessman, running a company.
Yeah. I guess Todd McFarlane is kind of mostly.
Yeah, I guess he really is because he's...
despite the fact that he keeps trying to get another Spawn movie off the ground.
But yeah, but I mean, he has managed to have a successful... That's the thing, is he hasn't... I mean, he's had an okay comic business. It's the toy business that's really thrived for him.
Yes.
But yeah, that has gone well. So yeah, those issues that were written and I guess basic art was done. Well,
one of them looked like in the thing. One of them was more like just I think pencil, and the other one was inked.
Yeah.
I think.
So those have been put together and made where people can actually read them. So that's fun, because that was like... I mean, especially since the cartoons were... I mean, especially for Energon, the cartoon was terrible. Mm. I really liked the Armada comic. I mean, I liked it when it started. I know, and, you know, Simon has said that a lot of the stuff that people didn't care for so much with his stuff were editorial edicts, because basically Pat Lee brought, you know, like, you look at something like Infiltration, that's not a super callbacky, like, this is something that we got Simon Furman to write because we wanted it to be like old stuff. But with Armada, they brought him in because they wanted to be like, do the thing. Come on, do the thing. And the thing in this case was like having Bludgeon show up for no reason.
Okay, I stand corrected. 31 is in full color. 32 is just the pencil ink stuff.
Nice.
Or is it just pen? Oh, it is. Looks like it's inked. Or maybe a slight mix, I guess. Yeah, some of it's pencil, some of it's ink. But it's done.
Yes. But the Energon stuff was, you know, going back to doing interesting, more unique stuff, which is good because the cartoon was definitely not interested in doing anything but being a placeholder with a brand name on it.
It did things with Starscream, and that was about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the Armada.
Right. No, there's Armada.
Energon, like, threw all that in a wood chipper.
Oh, yeah, because Energon was the... Yeah, it was like a loyal ghost of Starscream. Yeah, that was boring. I forgot about that.
So yeah, I do need to read those, but honestly, I could stand to reread the entire, like, Armada into Energon series.
Yeah.
And just cap it off with those. Some more Swapticons have shown up. We have Pterosaur and Laserbeak, being the Laserbeak that was a Pterosaur redeco. And we have Black Arachnia and Tarantulas. So it is neat that the Beast Wars characters are just getting to be in merch like that now.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, that was not really the case. Or if they did, it was like late into the run, like with, say, the Robot Heroes figurines. So, it's... I mean, I haven't actually bought any of those. They seem like they could be fun fidget toys.
I got one. I got the Megatron and Shockwave one. It's fine. I will probably pick up more of the Beast ones. Like, Pterosaur and Laserbeak is just so weird. Actually, I guess they're kind of all weird, but...
Yeah, they're kind of all weird in a very interesting way.
Yeah.
And finally, before we move on to shipping, bad news for the big spenders out there. The $4,500 Optimus Prime statue that we spoke of in a previous podcast.
Not the last one we talked about that was the shitty AI one.
Right.
The previous one that was actually
this one,
like a proper design.
Yes. This is one that actually looked like someone had designed it and not just that it was like 3D printed. It was, I mean, it's fancy. It was like 34 inches high and it was ridiculous, but apparently it's canceled. They're not actually going to make it. I don't know.
Guess they didn't have enough orders. It's a movie prime with his trailer, his wings. Well, or was that based upon the one where he was using Jetfire's corpse?
Yeah, I assume that it's like inspired by one of the times where he has had like a flight thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a specific design so much. It was a more just like inspired by conceptual sort of thing. So much for that. Sorry to everyone who really wanted to spend an absurd amount of money on an Optimus Prime that's not from anything in particular. So, if you don't want to spend very much money onto the shipping stuff, except you can't really anymore, because those $15 two-packs, I mean, I've heard some people still finding them like Saturday afternoon. I was using, so when they first had them go up earlier in the week as an online purchase.
They went fast.
Yeah, but you could use that page for a stock checker to see which stores actually had them. I did not get a chance to brave any stores with them. I was on Black Friday. I was traveling. The only time I was near stores that seemed to have them in stock was like first thing in the morning. And I definitely did not want to go into a Walmart first thing in the morning on Black Friday. And then later in the afternoon, by the time I got back home, it was, they weren't nearby enough to be worth the trip. Unfortunately, which is a shame because my Walmart that's near me is like one of the ones that has the collector island and, you know, tends to be pretty good, but they apparently did not get these. So it was goodbye. Congrats to everyone who managed to get a hold of some. I'm sure some of them are going to end up in Toys for Tots donations, which is great. Definitely also Toys for Tots location or donations are a good place to clear out some of that stuff in Ollie's that's been sitting there for a while.
I haven't seen Transformers and Ross in a while.
Yeah. I got like a Junkion. I got Crash Bar there actually not very long ago, which is good because I had missed him on the first go round. Ross has been, they haven't had the like really intense Transformers dumps like they've had in the last year or two, like they had last Christmas. But still, you know, it's early. They might start having some more stuff show up soon, but I think a lot of that was just still the post-COVID kind of order correction for a lot of the stores. But, you know, that's always a good place to keep an eye out. They get some neat Super 7 stuff occasionally. So if you wanted some, like, Ultimates, the Alligatorcon, that shows up there occasionally. It's making its way through the system. So there are a bunch of reruns coming out all of a sudden, just, like, with little fanfare. We've known about the Legacy Beachcomber for a while. That's actually starting to show up in stores. I think Walmart and GameStop. I know GameStop is... I think GameStop is trimming back at stores. I know the one near me closed, which is a shame because now I have to drive half an hour if I want to check out what toys GameStop got in. Siege Prowl, which is an
that's
old
an
pull.
Old one. Yeah.
Yeah. Also from Siege, that the set that was on, that was the Amazon exclusive with G2 Sideswipe, that also came with a couple other things that are definitely not as important as G2 Sideswipe. Also, these are showing up. A lot of these are getting reported at GameStop, some at Walmart, some at Target. They do also seem to be showing up on Hasbro Pulse. So that's good. You can always get stuff through there. Now I got to try to... I'm looking on the page to remember what the other guys who came with Sideswipe were. But the important thing was... Slam Dance.
Slam Dance?
Yeah, that was a fun one.
I guess I do have that set there.
I'm pretty sure someone, like one of my friends, wanted my Slam Dance. Because I definitely needed the Sideswipe. I wanted the little Battlemaster because I was getting my G2 Sideswipe a bunch of Battlemasters to be his gun friends. if you missed that, I am always in favor 100% of getting things that are G2 Sideswipe because I love G2 Sideswipe. I want to get a tattoo of that art of Sideswipe from the like Marvel Age promo before G2 launched. I need to like, I still have that issue somewhere and I need to pull it out and take a picture of it. I want to get that as a tattoo. Also, Earthrise Sunstreaker, which I guess somebody was asking for. And I know that these are apparently, like, Hasbro only does reruns if it's something that is going for a significant price on the aftermarket. Yep. So I guess Sunstreaker must be going up in value despite all the many concerns about his yellow matching problems. And also Earthrise Thrust, who I actually saw at a Walmart a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
So, if you missed any of those and you were balking at eBay prices, those are back. So I am curious what this, like, portends about. Is this just something that Hasbro is doing? I mean, I guess there's no reason for them to not do it if it's something that's accessible, like the tooling is accessible, the package dies and all that are accessible, and there is a demand. It's interesting. It's not something that, you know, I mean, I know we've been doing it for at least a year or so now, but it's just not something that's real common in the toy collecting hobby. So
usually
interesting to see how much this continues and what other things just suddenly start dropping at GameStop. And then also, hopefully in the U.S. soon, Age of the Primes Wave 4 is showing up in Canada. So that is the wave with Blast Off, Jalopy, Quick Strike, Quintus Prime, and Sure Shot. So those have started showing up in Canada. I believe a friend of ours was saying on Discord recently that his order for Quick Strike got moved up on Amazon from like sometime early next year to December 26th. Though it looks like those are in the system. You can get Blast Off with his awesome enormous Autobot symbol. Decepticon symbol. Sadly, it's not the version of him who has purple camo, so you can't see him in space.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to remember where the frig I pre-ordered them.
I'm probably going to pick up Jalopy because I own 3 VCRs and speak primarily in memes, so I am definitely, like, Junkion coded as a person.
Okay, it was Entertainment Earth. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I ordered Combaticons and I forgot I ordered the Aerobots because I ended up with 2 of sets of them because I saw them in stores.
Don't be that person who pre-orders stuff and then forgets and then returns stuff.
I did, but I did. Skydive.
I mean,
and
as
Firefly.
Long as you returned the one to like Target or Walmart or something.
Yes, I did. I returned them to Target, but it was like, I saw them in the store, and it's like, wait, did I pre-order them? I don't remember if I pre-ordered them. I'll pick them up and when I get home, I'll check if I pre-ordered. I had, and they'd already shipped like 2 days ago, and I somehow missed the notice.
Alas.
So I waited until they actually arrived, then I returned the ones I bought in store.
Well, I was going to say, if it was like Hasbro Pulse, their shipping notifications are just completely off base, so. But I know Entertainment Earth is a bit better with those.
Yeah.
They do tell you a good bit in advance, though. Alright, well, that is what's shipping. We are continuing to see... I am continuing to see that one wave of blockies with the IDW Orion Pax and Megatron on the box. So that's cool.
No, I don't think I took a picture today of stuff with it. But yeah, I haven't really seen, other than the Aerial Bots, that's the only new stuff I've actually seen, I think. Like, I didn't see the Fable 2 packs today or anything. So,
Yeah, it's a shame those 2 packs didn't have better saturation, because I really need a new Saucer Bee.
Well, the Saucer Bee, I think, might have been one of the only sets that's like, okay, I don't have that or don't want it.
Or G2 Breakdown. He came with G2 Breakdown.
I already have G2 Breakdown, but I would take an extra.
I needed a new Cybertronian Bumblebee because I have Wheeljack and Jazz, but my Bumblebee is really badly discolored. It's not great. It looks real bad. But alas, maybe people will be selling them cheap on, like, I don't know, Blue Sky sales posts.
I did see a couple posts today of people selling stuff, but...
Well, there we go.
Not the new stuff.
I need to check that out. So this episode we are going to talk you have actually caught up on the Skybound Transformers comics.
Mostly. I read an issue and a half. I didn't finish the most recent issue, but
just because you had other stuff to do, or because you were like,
I was streaming tonight, and then a little from column A, a little from column B. Mostly, I streamed a thing, and then I got distracted for an hour and forgot we had to record, and didn't finish the comic.
Speaking of unreasonably sexy robots, Dan Mora should not be allowed to draw Jazz. It's not appropriate. It's not safe for work. Other than that, so we're two issues now into Robert Kirkman's run. He's taken over. Things are going in a little bit different direction. I feel like his first issue kind of established things being different a little more than the second. So how are you feeling about it?
Not great, to be honest. It's weird. Like, it's hard to pin down exactly what the problem is other than sequential storytelling is an issue.
Wow, that's harsh, because the two creators on this are like,
I know! The art is very good.
People who are established comic people.
Well, no, but there's like just parts where it feels like panels missing or dialogue balloons missing. Like, when Thundercracker comes back in 25.
Yes.
Like, because it's like, okay, you have Jazz and Wheeljack talking, and then there's a panel of Wheeljack walking. Jazz looks off screen, says Ultra Magnus, and then suddenly eclipses to, like, Thundercracker falling out of the sky or whatever. It feels like scene missing.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then he's just rambling about shit, which presumably, I guess, was in a G.I. Joe comic I didn't read.
Yes, there is stuff that's going on elsewhere.
Okay, it felt like there were a few points where it's like, is there a dialogue balloon missing? Was the script out of order? I don't know, it's like mostly good, but there's a few instances where it feels slipshod, like either the artist didn't understand the script, or the script was changed after he wrote it, or the script was just weirdly drawn. It's like, oh, draw Thundercracker appearing out of nowhere. Like, there's a spot earlier where he's like hiding behind something, and that feels like a setup for a thing, but this doesn't feel like a payoff for that. It's just weird. And the way General Flag is drawn, he's fucking evil.
He's got in G.I. Joe he has moderately sinister vibes too.
Like, his nose and chin are just so pointy, the smile on him, it's like, oh, he's going to betray them in like two issues.
I mean, he's also working with a guy named Miles Mayhem.
There is there's that obvious part, but like everything Flag says and does, every panel he's in, it's like, this guy, there's no way this guy is good, despite the fact he's General Flag from G.I. Joe. He's a good guy. I don't remember him ever turning evil in the cartoon. But it's just,
I don't remember him really being in much of anything.
No, I think he was only in, like, a few episodes, but
he's just kind of a background guy.
It's, like, I like the character beats. It's just the sequential art feels off. Oh, here's another one. Like, in the next issue, where Thundercracker's having the fight with Jazz and Wheeljack, it's a pretty good fight. It's decent. And then Ultra Magnus just, like, clotheslines him out of nowhere. Like,
suddenly, Ultra Magnus is here.
That feels like okay, that's a surprise. It's a page turn. But, like, the positioning and what happens, it just feels, what? That doesn't, like, backtracking doesn't work. Its order is weird. And then when he's ripping the guns off of Thundercracker's arms, I thought he was beating him to death with the guns at first, not just ripping them off. It just... weird little things like that where it feels like somewhere between script and art, somebody fumbled, and I'm not sure which side. The way he draws robots is good.
I mean, I do...
But we're still getting good art. It's mm-hmm. it's not the scratchy stuff I loved from the past artist, the previous artist, but he's good.
I mean, there's... I mean, I don't have any reason to think that any of it was rushed, because...
No, it shouldn't have been. It's just...
They seem to have, you know, a pretty good timeline for Daniel Warren Johnson leaving. My only... I didn't have your issues with the legibility of the storytelling. Hmm. I just felt like, I mean, I liked it, but also it just felt like it could have been like a phase one IDW book.
Yeah.
Which I like just fine, but it just didn't feel like, and maybe it's just a matter of Robert Kirkman just getting settled in. It just didn't feel very inspired yet.
Hmm.
Like, it just felt like pretty standard Transformers basic comics.
Yeah.
But he does do Optimus Prime, like, super, like, impressive and heroic. Hmm. And, like, he's everyone's counselor and... He's, like, just the biggest, best... Like, you didn't get to the end of his second issue, you said.
No.
Because just, you know, the way that he treats Thundercracker is just...
I do like the way he treats...
Yeah.
The way Thundercracker just arrives and starts trying to murder people feels weird. But once Optimus talks him down, that stuff's real good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how it... Like, Soundwave is different. Soundwave, I feel like he should be more defeated and not just... Like, let's wrestle. Okay, with Optimus, like, immediately going to wrestle Soundwave, that felt odd. But Soundwave's also being a massive asshole who won't, like, give in. It's like, you've been dumped by Megatron, dude.
Yeah. You are, like, you have no hope.
Yeah, but the Thundercracker stuff is... It's what I felt like it was going to be leaning to anyway. Oh, he's going to be an arm of Superion.
Oh, he better not. I mean, with everybody else they're rebuilding, I don't see how they can't just rebuild Slingshot.
Probably. But...
Also, at this point, my fear is that they are just totally going to forget the Aerobots wherever they're.
Oh, yeah, they're not in... Or, unless they're in the second half, like, they're not there.
No...
They're on one of the covers.
I mean, I assume they're
alternate covers.
Silverbolt is in Chicago helping move rubble.
Hmm.
And that's about the only thing we see of them.
Wah, wah.
Which, I mean, I guess that is how they get treated in comics. Yeah, that was how they got treated in G1.
Yeah.
Pretty much how they got treated in IDW.
Hmm.
They just show up, they combine, something happens, that's it. They forget that they're there. They're in the background sometimes.
Hmm.
It's a shame. It's a real shame.
Well, it doesn't help that two of the guys are on the back of the leg, so you never see them in Superior mode. Speaking of which, I just put Skydive on.
But I also feel like, you know, they are... getting access to military equipment, so they could totally just rebuild Slingshot if they wanted to.
Maybe? We'll see.
I don't want Thundercracker joining the Aerobots. He's not even red and white.
No, he's got gray. That works.
I guess he's got some gray. He's just gonna look like G2 Air Raid.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it, I think, a little more than you are, but
it's not bad, there was instances where it felt something was off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my thinking is just that it feels, like I said, like it could have been a phase one IDW story, which isn't bad per se, but IDW phase one is a thing that we had already, and it's not like... Yeah.
and it was kind of slow
and exciting, and so it's, I don't know, we'll see where things go. We'll see if they remember the aerial bots are there, or if everything's just going to be about our new best friends Mirage and Bulkhead. It is very cool that we get to have Bulkhead. He does deserve to be in things.
Very excited about that.
That was kind of a good sign, because that was kind of a nod to say, hey, we remember that things happened after 1986.
Yes.
So that's nice. It's nice when these creators remember that Transformers continued past 1986. Because there are a lot of good characters like him that you can just pull in from things and, you know, make the transition to being characters who seem like they were always there. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm definitely... The thing is, I'm like right down the street from my comic shop, so when stuff comes out that I really care about, I can just stop by on Wednesday before work. And when stuff comes out that I don't care about so much, it just waits for the weekend or a couple weekends later. I'm probably still going to be picking this up on Wednesday for a bit, but yeah, I mean, it may just be that everybody's still getting settled in and figuring out what, you know, where they're going to take things. I like what Kirkman did with Void Rivals, and it sounds like with the upcoming Quintesson storyline, like there's going to be a lot more mixing of the different Energon universe stuff. I'm just saying, you got Cobra Law there. There's not a big jump from Cobra Law to Slither the Inhumanoid.
Yeah.
And then you've got Inhumanoids. So if you're going to bring in Miles Mayhem, let's get Herc Armstrong too.
Oh, yeah. Throwing the Inhumanoids in would be fun. Unlikely, but it'd be fun.
I just feel that it would fit thematically with the... Since they're doing Cobra Law, it would fit thematically with some of that stuff. But, yeah, you know, they don't let me write this stuff. but I'm sure... I'm going to be sad if Matt Tracker shows up and he's white again, though.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole thing with IDW. Was, oh, they made Matt Tracker black.
Yeah, not that it matters.
Like I said, I liked Leoric's redesign. I just didn't like that they made Sindar intelligent. It's like, no, absolutely not. That is incorrect. Race swap or gender swap or whatever you want to do, but don't just make him a completely different character, like the core of his personality. Anyway, yeah, I don't know that I see Visionaries getting pulled in. Well, you know, Void Rivals out in space.
Yeah, they could just have them on another alien planet.
They could,
that would be
they
easy.
Could get to Prismos. But yeah, I guess we're still yet to see. I mean, certainly Miles Mayhem showed up with Robert Kirkman, so we'll see how many other things he wants to pull in there. So I think that is it for this episode.
Yeah.
It is, everybody's got to go be in turkey comas and maybe nursing whatever crud they got from visiting with school children. So I did pick up a Black Friday TV, much to my deep personal shame. It's got the quantum dots. I don't know what quantum dots are, but they've got the word quantum in them, so they must be cool. Quantum dots.
That just sounds to me like when you turn it on, Kirby dots should come out of the TV.
I agree. It should. It's QLED with mini LED, and it's... I had to do a lot of Googling of terminology standing in that Best Buy. So it was a lot of like, what does any of this mean? But I'm looking forward to using that TV for my third rewatch of Micronauts.
Oh yeah, go ahead, get on that.
It's gonna look so pretty. It's gonna look so pretty with that QD mini LED technology. So that is it for this time. Maybe next time we'll have a little more news, or maybe news is taking a break for the holidays.
No Christmas news is good news?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, things should be stocked by now, but I don't know. I feel like things are not as stocked as you'd normally expect.
Oh. I have completed Superion. He's fully assembled.
Yay!
Kind of.
Much to my shame, my boys are still in Superion mode because I need to, like, take them apart.
Shelf space?
Yeah, I need shelf space to display them as a team and not just a big guy.
Well, I just haven't opened the last one yet. I stuck Vortex on as one of the arms.
Do you know which one the last one is? Can you name him?
Well, it's not Slingshot. It's not Skydive, which I already opened.
Okay.
Fireflight?
Possibly. Is it Fireflight then, or is it Air Raid?
It's one of the arm ones. Slingshot okay. is the other one. Slingshot is one. The other one.
So it's Fireflight is the other arm who's not Slingshot.
Yes, that is the box next to me.
I'm just going to, next time we're at a convention, I'm just going to go up to people
quiz
and
people.
Just shove pictures of random aerial bots in their faces and demand they identify them.
Well, because I think it's like, Silverbolt, of course, is easy. Mm-hmm. I think Slingshot is also easy.
Yeah.
It's the other three.
He's got an orange head. I think his orange bold
head
really makes him stand out.
And we remember him with the Rolls Royce chest.
Yes. He got to have a human friend.
Yeah.
He had a human friend. The cartoon knew what to do with them. The comics never knew what to do with them, but the cartoons knew what to do with them, which was send them back through time.
Give them shit to do.
All right. So now we're actually going to wrap up the episode.
That almost makes me want to write a stupid thing where the Combaticons get sent back in time and Swindle just tries to make money. Like, that's all that happens. Swindle just makes money.
Swindle's doing the equivalent of finding an old almanac and...
Yeah.
Like, in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, he'd be bitching. Because I got sent back to the past. I don't know how to alter shit.
He's
I don't remember the past.
He's making investments.
Oh, yeah, he would start some sort of investment firm or something to collect money
scheme,
in the future.
Pyramid scheme. All right, so that is it for this episode. We're going to go about our business. Until next time, this has been Jen.
And David. Yes, I invested all my money, all my Shanix and Moonbase too. What do you mean somebody ate it? good night.
Womp, womp, womp.